This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's episode, Tom's cassettes melt in his car. Plus, Chick sits in his car, in the garage, naked, and the colony of Asgardia. Right after this.
What up, Bob and Tom? This is Sir Charles kicking it with another edition of Let's Eat with Sir Charles. My guest is Jennifer Wilbanks, the runaway bride. She's going through a highly emotional time right now and needs lots of understanding and sympathy. Damn, girl, you crazier than an outhouse rat.
What happened to understanding and sympathy?
Oh, that's right. Damn, girl. I mean, I'm sorry that you're crazier than an outhouse rat. All women are a little bit psycho, but you must be their queen. When other women get premenstrual, they just reach for the My Doll. But damn, you grab your passport.
All I can say is I was feeling a little stressed.
Yeah, and that's why they invented Hogan Dolls and vibrators. So why you went off to New Mexico anyway? Are you a Bugs Bunny fan?
What?
Oh, don't you remember? Bugs was all the time wishing he had turned left to Albuquerque. That rabbit cracked me up. But you know something? When Bugs put on a dress and lipstick, he was kind of hot. You notice that? Hey, you didn't bring me back any of them chimichangas from New Mexico, did you?
No. I was a little busy with my own situation. Fortunately, my fiancé has been so supportive through all this.
Well, I guess we know who wears the panties in your family. Everybody. Now, assuming your fiancé don't grow a set and kick you out on your bony ass, where you going on your honeymoon?
I think he'd like to take a cruise.
I'll bet he would. At least you won't be able to escape unless you go out finding Nemo on him and swim to shore. Instead of a ring, is he going to give you an electric ankle bracelet? If you write your own vows, are you going to write yours on the back of a bus schedule?
Could you excuse me for a minute? I need to use the bathroom.
Yeah, all right. It's through that door. Don't be messing with my magazine, though. You'll lose my place, and I'm right in the middle of an article about Reba McEntire's secrets to a happy sex life. Damn, she better not mess with my magazine, and she better not touch my ruffles either. Hey, it's breakfast time. Let's eat. I'm Sir Charles. Catch y'all later. Hey, wash your hands when you through, and we grab some breakfast. How you like your eggs? I bet you like them running. Get it? Running. Damn, I'm like a fat black Bug Bunny. Hey, what up, Doc?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, I saw something kind of rare.
Huh?
Over the weekend.
What's that?
I'll get to it in just a second. I've got to say that. Who said what's that? That was Christy
Lee.
It's
going to be awkward?
No.
It's going to make us uncomfortable?
Our engineer is Ace. That's Chick McGee over
there. Crawl under a rock.
Josh back from his fishing trip. We'll find out how that went. years ago, I forgot about this. We did a very limited edition. What do you call those things? Those car sunshade things?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Windshield sunshade deals. I'd forgotten we did it. I don't know how many of those we did, but we did it.
You saw one of those?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Check local listings. Pretty hot in a lot of places.
Pretty faded, I would think.
Yeah, but, no kidding. They held up. Wow.
Nice.
I guess I've always lived in the Midwest or temperate, but I've never used one of those.
Oh my gosh, I've used one the last 3 days.
You have one going right, really, because your car gets too hot.
Yes.
And you really do tell a difference. You can really.
Yes.
I believe what is it? 10 degrees, I believe.
Wow. I've never used one.
Good for you.
I learned that the hard way.
What happened?
Well,
did you burn your hands?
No, I had a really cool collection of cassettes. This dates this story. And they were in a kind of a hard plastic case. And I had just moved to Orlando, Florida. And
are you sure? Now think a minute. Are you sure it was Orlando?
Yeah, it was Orlando.
It wasn't
in DeLand?
No, I moved to Orlando first.
DeLand! Oh. What kind of a name is DeLand for a city?
Well, it's fairly close to DC.
Hey! Hi-yo!
174,622.
Joke celebrating 35 years.
In the first couple days I was there, parked my car, did something, came out, and imagine what would happen if you put a case of something plastic, a little bigger than a football, and do a microwave, and it was all melted. And all over the vital seas. Yeah, it was a disaster. So I learned the lesson. In certain parts of the country,
as an option, as a pull a shade down your windshield like you do in your house?
Oh, I just clicked.
They have those now for the side windows.
Yeah.
I was in a car the other day. And
they keep the UV out or something? Or
it's a separate.
Yeah.
It's what is it?
Separate but equal.
You press the down button or the up button, rather, once the window is up. If you press it a second time, is this making sense?
Yeah.
And this sort of screen goes up.
Huh.
It's amazing. I can't imagine that would work for the front windshield. That'll be the kind of thing that Rolls-Royce
or Bentley or
Range Rover figures out. But I would imagine the trick would be making sure you put it down when you drive.
The thing that it really helps is to keep your legs from scalding on the seats when you sit down.
I burn my tushy.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing such short
skirts or
pants,
shorts,
and,
yeah.
Those Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, sometimes I drive naked.
Oh,
that's
very
exactly
nice.
Right.
Last time you drove naked, Josh, go.
Never.
Never. Chick?
I've sat in my car naked in the garage, but I've never driven.
What?
Well, sure.
Did you have a tube coming from the tailpipe?
And... No. No. You know what? I missed you when you were gone. How foolish I was.
Why would you be naked in your car in the garage?
Let's say you're getting ready to fall asleep and you think of something. Oh, I got it.
So okay, I got you.
It just happened to be one of those nights I wasn't wearing anything sleeping over.
No, just underwear. I've had to run out and move the car into the garage.
Okay. So it's not that weird, right?
No, the scenario that you described, not that weird.
No.
And sometimes I just like to go out there and sit naked in my car in the garage and review every decision I've ever made.
I take it back.
How about that?
I take it back. I did have to Porky Pig it just a couple weeks ago.
I don't want to hear about you and Porky Piggin or Donald.
So you're wearing a shirt, but nothing under nothing
pants?
On the bottom.
Yes, I forgot about that.
I don't want to know you're sexual at all.
It was a wet bathing suit issue. Too boring to explain. In any event, I saw one of those Bob and Tom windshield sunshade things.
Huh. Man, had to have been so
faded.
Yeah,
I was in motion. Otherwise, I would have stopped and taken a photograph of it. But
he was in motion.
I was in a rush. In any event, congratulations to the person that still has that. Thank you very much. If you have one, put it in your car and take a picture.
Well, yours doesn't have any design on it. That was kind of disappointing. It's just one of those space blanket silver.
Exactly. We have to move on here. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have you got over there?
Police in Wisconsin say a man's plan to take videos up the skirts of women was thwarted when his shoe camera exploded.
Oh,
Madison
good.
Police Chief Mike Koval said the 32-year-old man wanted to turn himself into police on Tuesday. He wasn't arrested because he hadn't taken any videos before the camera's battery fizzled. They're not really sure why he turned himself in. Koval wrote that the man's foot was injured when the battery did
Tom
explode.
Has his hand raised.
Yes, Tom. You have a question?
I have a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What purpose would a foot camera
have
anyway?
What are you talking about?
This is for upskirting.
I know, but I mean, what legitimate... You never.
You know what,
Christy? You wouldn't have come on. Oh, I went to the greatest wedding 4 weeks ago, and I saw the pictures the guy took with the foot cam. It's just amazing. What? Who makes?
Tom.
Who makes upskirting foot cameras?
There's a demand for it. It's the same.
Yes.
Well, can't the police get a list of the men they send them to and just go over there and arrest them immediately?
It's the same reason they make those teeny tiny little Ziploc bags.
Oh, the little snack bags?
They're like, no, yeah. They're like an inch by an inch or 2 inches by 2 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we make them for small parts for model. No, they're made for drugs, okay?
No, they're not.
Let's be honest.
I use them for jewelry. I use them all the time for my earrings.
They're used plenty
but what
for
I'm saying,
drugs.
I'll talk to you, Josh. You see me.
What'd you say? I would imagine they're used plenty for drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really? Well, I
mean, that's their big business, yeah, of
look,
course.
I'm not saying you ban...
Wake up, smell the coffee.
You don't ban sandwich-sized baggies because they used to be used to hold a quote-unquote lid of reefer. But I'm just saying, no one's going to say, did you see these great baby photographs? God, I've never seen little heart looking so sweet. I took them with my shoe camera.
No, these are for perverts.
They make a shoe camera because there's a demand for it.
Right.
And I'm just saying, couldn't we get a list from the shoe camera people and just go arrest these guys? And
I think it should
save the world from these scumbags.
Anybody who's buying a Polaroid camera should be put on a list.
Well, no, I don't.
Anybody
think
who's buying an ice pick should be put on a list.
An ice pick.
When would you ever need one of those except to murder someone?
What do you mean?
To bust up the ice.
How often do you use an ice pick?
To punch a hole in
my belt. Cubed ice is readily available.
No, don't go knocking ice picks.
I have 3 Polaroids.
You're a weirdo, Ace.
That's true.
3 Polaroids.
Yeah, never forget.
You've never used an ice pick to put a hole in your belt? Like,
I just use an awl.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Well, some of us don't have an awl.
Josh has all money. What is that? A-U-L-L? How do you
A-W-L.
A-W-L. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Wow. I can't afford to buy an awl.
Any fine leatherman has an awl.
I just hope that your new house that you just bought, I just hope that the ice gets all bunched up and you try to put it into one of your
2x2 inch.
You've got some willing half 8 sheets to the wind woman in the living room. All she wants is a margarita. Then it's go time, and you go in there. And your ice won't fit in the blender.
Oh, and by the way, they have cute little designs on the teeny tiny Ziploc bags, so you can keep your Molly separate from your crank.
Yeah,
okay?
You sure. Oh, wow.
Well, those are different than what.
So I guess the bigger question is this: how do you
Pollyanna?
How do you get the imprint that upskirting is what turns you on?
I don't know. Maybe you're a toddler playing on the floor and mother has her book club over and you're able to...
Could we not go with the toddler? Let's go with the dawning...
Well, that's when the imprinting...
That's when imprinting happens.
No,
yes.
Doesn't it happen when you're an adolescent and you're just getting...
Who knows when it happens? It just happens.
Would be better if maybe it was... Could we just raise the age a little
bit? All right, so let's say there's some 18-year-old sitting on their floor.
Not 18, let's be realistic.
Waiting to be tickled by their mother.
What age would you like?
I think it's just being mocked by pretty girls when you're in middle school. And,
And now we've gotten a glimpse of his soul, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have.
That came falling out.
Boy, who hurt you?
Who mocked you?
Give us a name. We'll go beat her up.
No,
it's not your fault.
I'll beat her up.
No, I'm just
you know what?
To
Denial's not just a river in wherever the hell the Nile River is.
Okay. Egypt is the joke.
Anarchy.
Thank you, Josh.
So they sell these foot cameras on Amazon?
Well, of course.
Buy anything on Amazon.
Hang on a second.
So this guy, now
I can put you in a foot camera.
Can you do the story again? What happened? This guy set his foot on fire with the...
Yes, the battery exploded and his foot was injured. I don't know if it caught fire, but it was injured.
Someone's going to give a negative review on Amazon.
I'll say.
Well,
I was trying to upskirt.
Trying to get a couple beeve shots. The next thing I know, my foot's on fire. That's just not
I don't
right.
like to give things a negative review, but you forced me to...
You ever notice sometimes you give a negative review and it mysteriously doesn't get printed?
I've never done that.
I've never given a negative or a positive review, and I find it irritating when the people who I bought stuff off of send me an email. Wouldn't you like to review your recent purchase? No, I wouldn't. I'm a busy guy, okay? Well, that's a lie, but I like to think I'm a busy guy.
I gave a very elaborate negative review. And it
Who's surprised by that?
It did not get printed. I was so furious about a purchase that I made.
It takes a special kind of person.
Just to say that takes
I believe
a very
that's the phrase. I believe that the phrase, the people who sold these should be executed.
Well, that's why.
Would you like me to blow your mind? There are companies, many, many companies that are in charge of cleaning up your reviews and getting rid of your negative reviews.
Okay. Well, it was
putting you in a more favorable light.
It was a well-written, concise negative review of a pair of sunglasses that were very pricey that when they arrived literally should have been $3 at a convenience store.
Oh, man.
Boy, don't you hate that.
Well, it's a long story, but we'll get to Christy
Lee
right
now. Are we going to have the Uptown Problem contest today?
Do you have an Uptown Problem?
No, I was just remembering that when you said sunglasses, my latest Uptown Problem is my polarized sunglasses make it difficult to read my heads-up display in my automobile.
Yeah, turn your head just right.
You gotta turn
now,
your
is it that or is it the haze caused by the
when I drive
half,
drunk.
Half
thanks,
quarter,
thanks, Tom. That's right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Thanks a bunch, Tom. Hey, why are there six patrol cars in the parking lot when I'm leaving or arriving?
Christy Lee, you and I like to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Tell me.
We try.
Hey, Josh, you want to go get some breakfast?
Ice cream sundaes? We don't do anything healthy. Yeah.
Why, smothered in pancakes? Let's do it.
Guys are all healthy.
We have other things that are technically due here, but first, why don't we turn to Christy Lee at the news desk.
A self-styled space kingdom is looking for citizens to colonize the moon and beyond.
Space kingdom?
Yep.
Oh, sounds like right up your alley.
How so?
Wouldn't you like to be the king of space?
The recently founded Nation of Asgardia has about 200,000 citizens.
Stop.
Asgardia?
Spell that.
We guard your ass.
Asgardia.
Isn't Asgard where Thor is from?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
But wouldn't you pick Asgard. Something else?
I thought it was down at Ragnarok. No?
So, I'm sorry, who are these people?
That's hilarious.
The Asgardians? It's
the Nation of Asgardia, already has about 200,000 citizens, a constitution, and an elected parliament.
I'm skeptical.
The nation is aiming for a population of 150 million within the next decade.
That's right.
And it also hopes to take their colony into space with permanently inhabitable space arcs, according to its leader, Igor Asherbaley. Asgardia might employ IQ tests for citizenship selection.
Oh, sounds very Nazi-like.
Asked about Asgardia's funding in an interview, Asherbaley referred to a citizenship fee of 100 euros a year.
Huh.
Also plans to collect taxes on businesses and private income, which it says will be kept very low.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, sure they will.
Yeah.
So these lunatics...
200,000 lunatics apparently paying 100 euros a year? Do you want to see documentation on
that? Yes, I do. I want to see who's the douche that pays 100 whatever it is euros a year to get some kind of certificate from Ascrasia.
Asgardia.
So he can move to the moon. You know something? If you want to be taken seriously, don't take a name that sounds like it came from Game of Thrones.
Well, that's the thing. They took it from...
From Thor.
But you're right. The Asgardians sounds pretty rough.
It sounds ridiculous. Are they going to colonize the moon? Yeah, good luck to them. How are they getting water up there, may I ask?
Yeah, no, this is the...
They would like to colonize the moon and beyond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
beyond!
Because they have space arcs, they think.
Space arcs like ARK, not ARC.
Star Wars too many times.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
I'll tell you right now, if they're going to colonize the moon, I want in on this.
It's colonized, not colonized, Donnie.
Well, whatever, Tom. I don't need to conjugate verbs to have an opinion, Dick. And I don't know who's in charge of this moon project, but it sounds to me like NASA's teamed up with and people at HGTV. And as long as them Property Brothers ain't involved, I'm down to be part of this. And the only thing I don't understand is why am I the first one hearing this moon colony? Because everybody knows the moon ain't been inhabited since it was roamed by man-eating dinosaurs, like megalodons, stegosaurs, and that velociraptor platypus. But then something happened, and all the dinosaurs went in sync at the same time.
No, so, I think, Donnie, you mean extinct.
Extinct.
Well, some people think it's due to some sort of meteor or big flood, The scientists ain't quite sure. It could have been from the pig flu or that head, foot, mouth disease.
Donnie, there were never dinosaurs on the moon.
Oh, actually, Tom, you're the ignoramus rex on this topic, then, if you're firm on that opinion, because all the dinosaur bones and skeletons are on the dark sides of the moon.
Oh,
you might say the same.
I see.
You can't see them with your naked eyes. See, the fact remains, when Louis Armstrong came back from Apollo 13 mission, he brought back a big sack of dinosaur dung. And, of course, the drive-by media don't want to cover that, do they? No.
Nope.
So, you know, I'm ready to go to the moon. Plus, I've always wanted to moon people from the moon. I swear to God, that'd be the first. Could you imagine some astrologist staring in his telescope at the moon, and all of a sudden, hey, man, look at this. This crescent moon's got a full moon stuck right in the middle of it. I swear to God. And the best part of living on the moon is all the ladies' breasts, Christy, are going to be twice as perky without all that gravity pulling them down.
Yeah,
you women will still have to wear bras, but, you know, not for support, just more the way to keep your boobs from floating up, you know, covering your face while you're trying to work.
Well, I think, Donnie, they'd be wearing spacesuits. Well,
no more of that. My eyes are up here. Yeah, I know, but so are your hammers, Amber.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.